You said you wanted to know how to get Capone. What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
And then what are you prepared to do? He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. Today we have the rare privilege of wishing a happy 90th birthday to British actor Sean Connery, born Thomas Sean Connery in 1930 in Fountain Bridge, Scotland. In the 1950s, he was cast in numerous films and television programs in the UK, and in the early 60s, he landed the lead role of James Bond in Dr. No, continuing the role in such follow-ups as Goldfinger and Thunderball, gaining massive popularity. He worked regularly in films thereafter, and in 1987 won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for The Untouchables. Connery later starred in the adventure films Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade and The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen before retiring from acting. The son of a truck driver and a laundress, Connery had a modest upbringing in a neighborhood known as the Street of a Thousand Smells. That was because of the stench of the local rubber mill and several breweries that filled the air. His home was a two-room flat, where as an infant he slept in a bureau drawer because his parents couldn't afford a crib. "We were very poor," Connery recalls, "but I never knew how poor because that's just how everyone was there." He grew up on the streets playing tag and soccer and attended Tollcross Elementary School, where he amazed his teachers with his lightning-quick mathematical aptitude. From the day he could read, he devoured every comic book he could get his hands on and dreamed up his own imaginative tales of Martians and madmen. At age 13, he quit school to work full-time at the local dairy. 3 years later, he joined the Royal Navy. Though he signed up for a 7-year stint, he was released from service after only 3 years because of ulcers. Back home, he took assorted jobs shoveling coal, laying bricks, polishing coffins, and posing as a model at the Edinburgh Art School. For months, he skimped and saved shillings to become a member of the Dunedin Weightlifting Club. "It wasn't so much to be fit, but to look good for the girls," he once admitted. The local ladies were impressed, but so were his fellow gym mates, who nominated him for the Mr. Universe contest, where a local casting director in attendance liked the hammy Scottish kid and asked him to join the chorus of a new production, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific, playing on Drury Lane in London's theater district. "I didn't have a voice at all, and I certainly couldn't dance," Connery admitted, "but I did look good standing there." Before long, producers Harry Saltzman and Albert Broccoli cast him as the lead in a spy movie based on one of a series of Ian Fleming novels, and thus Bond, James Bond, was born.
Happy selection, if I may say.
I'll be the judge of that. That's rather potent. Not the cork, your aftershave. Strong enough to bury anything. But the wine is quite excellent. Although for such a grand meal, I had rather expected a claret.
Of course. Unfortunately, our cellar is rather poorly stocked with clarets.
Mouton Rothschild is a claret. And I've smelt that aftershave before, and both times I've smelt a rat.
Sly, sexy, and confident with questionable scruples, Connery as Bond was the embodiment of the British secret agent to many, even if he did have to wear a toupee to cover his prematurely balding head. 7 Bond films later, he retired as 007, and after decades of other film successes and a knighthood, Connery has retired from acting altogether. Now, at 90, he lives in the Bahamas and has become involved in environmental protection efforts there. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is The Reader's Notebook for August 25th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.